USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
About 4,000 more U.S. troops reportedly heading home from Afghanistan soon. The White House plans to make the announcement this week. According to NBC News, that would leave fewer than 9,000 U.S. troops in that country. Word coming just days after a special representative for Afghanistan reconciliation rejoined talks with the Taliban. LSU quarterback Joe Burrow is the 2019 Heisman Trophy winner. After an emotional acceptance speech at the ceremonies in New York last night, Burrow told reporters,
"When I got up there, all the names of people that have helped me get here from when I was 5 years old to this year at LSU, they came running through my mind, and that's why I got so overwhelmed, because so many people have helped me get here."
Meanwhile, Navy won the Army-Navy game 31-7, a game that President Trump attended in Philadelphia. This is USA Radio News.
Haul packages for a living? A gas-powered Mercedes-Benz Sprinter delivers. Transport people? A Sprinter van with 0% financing is a five-star idea. If food delivery is your thing, then a gas Sprinter caters to you. And if you're a general contractor, the Sprinter with 0% financing nails it. With innovation, safety, and technology, Sprinter is built for you. And it's built for your bottom line with 0% financing. The Mercedes-Benz Sprinter, starting at just $33,790. And for a limited time with IRS Section 179, you could be eligible for up to a $25,000 tax deduction. Gas engine, 0% financing, and a possible tax deduction? Now that's a Sprinter that delivers. Mercedes-Benz. Vans. Born to run.
MSRP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, bond availability, national dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Only valid on 2018 or 2019 Mercedes-Benz Sprinter vans, excluding cab chassis. Qualified commercial customers only. Financing offer valid through January 2nd, 2020. Consult your tax advisor for more information. Limits may apply. Visit mbvans.com.
In the Philippines. That's the sound of people panicked in a shopping mall after a magnitude 6.8 earthquake strikes early today. The U.S. Geological Survey says it was about 17 miles beneath the Earth's surface. At least one person is confirmed dead, dozens injured. It happened on the island of Mindanao. China says it's suspending tariffs it had planned to impose tomorrow on some U.S. goods, including wheat, corn, vehicles, auto parts, and other American-made products. China's Tariff Commission says the tariffs have been suspended because a Phase 1 trade agreement between the U.S. and China was reached on Friday. The deal reduces some U.S. tariffs in exchange for what U.S. officials said would be a big jump in Chinese purchases of American farm products and other goods. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Family and friends mourning the death of the kosher deli worker who was killed in the Jersey City, New Jersey shootings last week. Funeral services held yesterday for 49-year-old Douglas Miguel Rodriguez. Meanwhile, a Keyport, New Jersey pawn shop owner is now under arrest in connection with those deadly shootings last Tuesday. The FBI says 35-year-old Ahmed Ahedi's phone number was found written on a piece of paper in one of the dead shooting suspect's pockets. Ahedi is a convicted felon with weapons charges. He's not allowed to own firearms, but officials say they found numerous rifles, handguns, and shotguns in his store, and hundreds of rounds of ammo at his home. Authorities looking into whether the guns used in the shooting may have come from the pawn shop. That attack is being investigated now as domestic terrorism that targeted the Jewish community. On a lighter note,
get in my heart.
Singer Rod Stewart setting a record in the UK with a new album, You're In My Heart. Rod Stewart with the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra. It's number one on the British chart, breaking Paul Simon's record for being the oldest man to reach number one in the UK. Rod Stewart just turned 75. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.